Authorities in the West African nation of Benin continue their wait today for a Nigerian flagship said to be carrying more than 100 children said to be destined to work as slave laborers in Gabon. The ship has not been heard from since it was turned away from Cameroon 3 days ago. Reporter Ivan Watson joins us on a cell phone from Benin. Good morning, Ivan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What can you tell us? What's the latest on this ship?
Well, authorities here say they're getting worried more with every hour that goes by without the ship's arrival. That's because the conditions aboard the ship are said to be terrible. There are no seats aboard this ship. There is no running water or very little food, and no modern means of communication. And the Cameroonian police, who were the last people to see the ship 3 days ago, they said two things to UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund based here in Cotonou. They said there are very many children aboard the ship, and the children, very many of them, are sick.
Tell us a little bit more about the ship and those people who are actually responsible for it.
Well, the ship is said to be Nigerian, according to port authorities here. But the people who rented it, who arranged for this delivery of the ship to Gabon, which is said to have a very profitable labor market, the people are three Benin nationals who authorities here, they have discovered the people's names, their identities, and are working to isolate these people and make sure that they can't escape. These people are part of what authorities here say is an international child trafficking network. They're making money off of moving children around the world, and these children are worked in hard labor, sometimes turned into prostitutes, and it's under false pretenses. They're taken from their families with promises of education and high salaries, taken away to face awful conditions in foreign countries, sometimes never to see their families again.
How extensive is it, child slavery in Africa?
UNICEF representatives here in Cotonou say there are some 200,000 child slaves at work just throughout West Africa. The trade seems to be a common knowledge with the authorities down at the port. In fact, this one ship was moved with the help of the state shipping company and the minister who's in charge of repatriating the children aboard this ship, and the ship itself says those authorities are going to have to answer for this.
How did we find out about this? How did the plight of this one ship come to the public's attention?
Well, after the ship was turned away from its original destination in Libreville, Gabon, and we don't have an explanation for why, it arrived in the Cameroonian port of Douala. And there, the terrible state of the ship, I mean, it's a real rust bucket, apparently, alerted the port authorities, made them a bit suspicious. They realized that there were also more than 100 passengers from Benin aboard, and they contacted the local consul from Benin, who proceeded to find food and fuel for the ship and sent the ship back to Cotonou, its original point of destination. And he has contacted a minister of women's and social affairs here in Cotonou who has led a two-year-long battle against child labor trafficking.
Has any other country been asked to help in this, to track the ship, to use satellites, sophisticated equipment, and I include the United States in that?
The government here says that they have contacted Interpol and governments from neighboring countries to help apprehend the ship as soon as it arrives at any port, and they are very confident that they can capture the ship, stop the ship, if it arrives anywhere along this coast. But there is one fact that has to be acknowledged, and that is that between Cameroon and Benin lies Nigeria, with hundreds and hundreds of miles of coastline, many port cities, and it's not very well regulated. A small bribe, in fact, can get you almost anywhere in Nigeria and in much of West Africa. So there's been fear expressed by representatives of UNICEF on the ground here that the ship may disappear somewhere into Nigeria, or that the ship could make a stop in Nigeria and lose some of its incriminating child passengers.
Reporter Ivan Watson in Benin on his cell phone. Thanks a lot, Ivan.
You're welcome.